Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Groom. Our 1880s house in St. Matthews was built with coal-burning fireplaces. While working on an article for my column on native plants for the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources Wildlife magazine, I learned that the plant in question, running pine or ground cedar, which used to be in the genus Lycopodium, but according to Dr. John Nelson, now gets called Diphasiastrum, is a club moss. And that ancient club mosses, 100 feet tall, were a major source of plant material in the Carboniferous period, over 300 million years ago, that ended up being buried in wet, swampy areas, changing into peat, and eventually becoming coal. The environmental conditions then were very different and more favorable for plant growth. Today's club mosses are usually less than 6 inches tall.